Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is a professor. He's an author. He's an award-winning filmmaker. We just found out. I mean, we've known he was a filmmaker for a long time, but we just found out he's now an award-winning filmmaker. And let me tell you something, folks. Let me remind you what I've said 1,000 times on this show before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Right, Tom?
You got it.
Welcome back and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. We are thrilled to death and something that we've worked on for years, I mean, literally years. And we thought it was great, but to get a our leading actress won the Best Actress Award in the Boston International Film Festival.
Yeah.
And even getting accepted in the Boston International Film Festival was a huge honor for us.
That's an international award, folks. That means it's not just in the northern part of the county. That's all over the world. So, and it's called Spin the Plate, and I have to say, I'm gonna stick my chest out a little bit here, Tom. We sort of helped raise that film on this show a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, and when we talked about when we did our Indiegogo campaign, this kind
right.
of like Kickstarter for film,
right?
We got this giant jump up after. We talked about it on the radio, so
great.
Your listeners
great,
really
great,
support
great.
Us. So
well, so
you.
That's so I'm going to take a little credit for there. All right, anyway, congratulations on that. And it's called Spin the Plate. They can go to that website, can't they?
Yeah, and you can see lots of really cool things and pictures from the festival.
Spintheplate.com.
Pictures of the movie being made, the trailer, just all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
All right, yep. So check it out. And more to come, folks. We'll keep you posted on how that's going. I know many of you have been listening to Tom and you've heard about his film. Maybe some of you have seen it and you've gone to the website. Maybe you helped him out a little bit. So hopefully that'll make you happy to know that he's won an award for it. And which actually more than one award, right? Some of the actors got an award.
Yeah, so the our leading actress got Best Actress and our director
wow.
got what they called the Indie Spirit Award for Best Direction or
wow.
for Direction. So, yeah.
That is serious stuff. I'm so proud for you. Proud of you and proud
and,
for you.
And you would appreciate this from a small business perspective because most of the other movies that won awards had budgets of between $500,000 to over $1 million.
Wow.
And our budget was $20,000. So we were able to make that movie. And they were just thinking, how did you do this for, no money?
well, it was a labor of love. I remember every step of the way that I was, as you were here every couple of 3 months giving us a report on it. And so... So good for you and congratulations again. So let's talk about negotiating. You got negotiating on your mind. What is a two-stage negotiating process?
Yeah. All right. So, the two-stage negotiation works like this is that, for instance, if the president makes a treaty with a company or negotiates a treaty with a country, it doesn't become law. It only becomes law when the Senate approves it,
mm-hmm.
or ratifies it. And so, most people think that that gives the president less power, but it actually gives him way more power because he can go to the leaders and say, okay, we want to do this many barrels of oil for this many bushels of wheat. And they say, well, all right, one barrel of oil for one bushel of wheat. He says, well, I think that's great. The Senate would never approve that.
It's good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. And, for instance, we have an LLC. And before this, I had a business that was an S corporation. And every time I tried to do business with people, they would always say, okay, well, we need you to sign personally, which is kind of defeats the purpose
right.
of having an LLC or an S corporation.
Right.
So I would always say, I would love to, but my lawyer said never sign anything personally. And So you can have that second person. That second person can be your partner, your spouse.
Yeah,
your
I blame it on my wife. I say, you know, I'm. It's a good thing you're negotiating with me because I'm going to give it up. But my wife is tough. She's never going to go up for this.
Exactly. And so, and this works really, really well. And most of the time, you're.
So that's how you use it. If I were on the other side, I'd be pushing back on that. I'd be saying, look, you're obviously the president of the company. You founded the company. I'm not buying that. I think you can do the deal if you want to do the deal. I'd be pushing back on you.
Yeah, but I would sit there and say, sorry, my lawyer said don't sign it personally, and I'm not going to not do what my lawyer says. Mm-hmm. And I would always say, okay, fine, we'll just do it. And now, every now and then, sure, they would say, no, we need you to sign it personally. But most of the time, they would sit there and say, okay, we'll just do it that way. And if the deal's going to get done, the deal's going to get done. But if you could always have somebody else, especially if you have a partnership, got to check with my partner, and obviously you and your partner are working together. So I found this can be a very, very useful technique because a lot of times people don't like doing really adversarial negotiations, so it lets the other person be the bad person, so to speak. As you said, good cop, bad cop. So you can be the good cop, and the other guy can be the bad cop. So, yeah.
Well, another thing is, you know, you can just say, well, you know, I'd love to do the deal based on the terms you've offered here, but you're not going to like the deal if I do it that way. And they're going to say, why? And I said, well, because I won't be able to last through the contract because I won't be able to make enough money. You're not allowing me to make enough money. This is not a good enough deal for me. And why would I enter into a deal that I already know is going to fail?
That would be a very good negotiation tactic. And, you know, for instance, I used the same thing when I was in sales. You know, people would sit there and say, well, you know, your competitors are cheaper than you. And I would say, yeah, I don't want to be that cheap. Because if I was that cheap, I wouldn't be able to give you all the service
right.
that you're going to want.
Right.
And they would say, all right, fine.
and you'll notice that even though they're cheaper, they don't get all the business. I get plenty of business because obviously if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to be here. So somebody is seeing the value in what we offer and not doing business with the people who are cheaper. So now where we are is, which one of those are you?
Exactly.
Hey, Tom, I need your website again, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
And the one for the film.
Oh, spintheplate.com.
All right, so check it out. It's an award-winning film now. Multiple award-winning film. Quick break. Right back with Tom Anastasi. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me. That's all I've ever said. If you
please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.